where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We're not even 100 laps into the South Point 400. It's already had a huge impact on the point standings and possible championship chances for several drivers. We'll take a local timeout and be right back. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway under caution with big championship implications happening. Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, all involved in our latest incident. I will tell you a guy that is going to capitalize on this moment. That is Joey Logano, currently in second. When we came down pit road last time, they opted for two tires. That put Joey Logano in front of all of the melee. And then when we hit the restart, he was shot out of a cannon and passed several cars. Currently running second, kept him out of trouble. And Joey Logano looks in a pretty sweet position at this area of the race. Let's head over to Brad Gilley.
Chase Elliott might be on the racetrack, but that car has serious damage right now. He has problems with the right front toe. They went up under the hood to try and adjust it, but Elliott said, this car is bad. I do not have a lot of confidence trying to drive this car at speed. They still have work to do on it. We'll see what happens with playoffs contender Chase Elliott. Brett McMillan.
All right, Ryan Blaney came back in. They did some more work on the car. He said the car was all over the track. They feel like the issue was in the right rear. They think they've got it fixed. He's back out there. They're choosing right now. NASCAR was trying to get the attention. The NASCAR official here in the pits was getting their attention until they had 1 minute left on the crash clock. He said, we're out there. We're good. We're ready to get back up to speed.
All right, thanks a lot there. Brett McMillan, championship contenders involved here. Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, and Chase Elliott. All of their hopes take a big hit here on that crash. Let's give you the top 10 here. Ty Gibbs, Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., Bowman and Hamlin make up 5 and 6, 7 and 8. Are Haley and William Byron, Carson Hocevar, and Ross Chastain round out the top 10 as they're now over in front of Pat Patterson.
Watching the cars now, lights off on the pace car as they go through turns 3 and 4 up front. Logano, Tyler Reddick, or excuse me, not Logano, Tyler Reddick, it's Logano and the 54, of course, of Ty Gibbs. Pace car ready to hit the pit road. We are ready to restart. Everybody's on their feet, and I don't think they'll sit down this time.
As they work their way into the Geico restart zone, NASCAR starter Brett Dalton waves the green flag. We're back underway in the South Point 400. Logano and Gibbs locked side by side, heading to turn number one.
Yeah, not giving each other an inch as they'll go side by side into turn number one. Joey Logano on the bottom, Ty Gibbs in the middle. He'll move up to try to block a passing attempt by Christopher Bell out of turn two. Lead not decided. It's still Logano and Gibbs.
And they stay door to door, two by two by two. Now they race into turn three. Logano has got the advantage, but Gibbs now will hit the gas, and he's going to lead all four.
Three-way battle for the lead here. Ty Gibbs has it side by side. Joey Logano and Christopher Bell. Logano down low, Bell up high. Bell has the advantage. Right in behind them now is going to be Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, that Toyota power of Christopher Bell allowed him to streak around Joey Logano. Logano's going to fight back on the bottom, but he'll have no such luck. Christopher Bell seals off that second spot.
Gibbs with the lead, but not for long. Here comes Christopher Bell. He'll go to the middle of the racetrack. Logano holds the third spot. Once again, Gibbs will lead off four.
Behind them, three wide for fourth. Ross Chastain drives down the middle of Martin Truex Jr. and Alex Bowman. Truex has the spot, but again, Chastain fights back on the outside.
Yeah, Alex Bowman was on the top side in one and two. Now he goes all the way down to the bottom. That car looks unsettled as his teammate William Byron tries to rip around the outside, trying to take that sixth spot away.
He'll just about get that done as we switch back up to the front. Once again, Gibbs leading the field by about five car lengths now over Christopher Bell and Joey Logano.
Ty Gibbs looks really comfortable right now. Six car length lead over Christopher Bell. Then it's Logano and Truex. I think that's the best battle. Truex takes a peek to the outside, now dives low on Logano.
Yeah, try to make this a Joe Gibbs party at the front. They run one, two, and four, but Martin Truex Jr. will love to get around Joey Logano. He's got to find a car length and a half out of turn two.
Call it about five car lengths behind Truex. That's where you find Ross Chastain. Then there's William Byron. Then there's Alex Bowman. Then there's Chris Buescher. That's the way they race all four.
We're watching Kyle Larson fight his way back up to the field. He's caught the back bumper of Denny Hamlin, who's riding in the 12th spot. Larson swings to the outside. Also battling with them right there is Bubba Wallace and Noah Gregson.
Larson will keep it to the outside as Noah Gregson is going to try to follow him around Denny Hamlin. They'll both make passes, but Larson looks awful quick out of turn two.
A little bit further up front, looking at Kyle Busch. Looking racy right now as he works his way up to the very top of the wall, trying to put another move on Carson Hocevar.
So they swing back by the start-finish line. Ty Gibbs continues to lead. Let's check in now at the Infield Care Center with Brad Gilley.
Tyler Reddick is out of the Infield Care Center. First of all, Tyler, are you okay after that flip? Second of all, what happened on the racetrack?
Yeah, I'm good. It's obviously it's disappointing for sure. Just a situation where, you know, I kind of saw it late. Martin was starting to drift up, and the 9, you know, was already on his outside. So just had to make a last-minute decision there, and, you know, it's just tough. When you get in the playoffs like this, you really got to fight for each position. And, I wish I would have had that one back. I definitely would have given up that spot and kept our car in the race.
All right, a tough early exit for Tyler Reddick after winning stage one.
Doug, you weren't here for our progressive keys to victory lane. What we talked about, one of the keys, again, as Kyle Larson talked about yesterday, you got to be aggressive, but you got to be careful. Measure the risk and the reward. I think Tyler Reddick would like to recalculate his after that situation.
Well, obviously so, because that's a big damaging hit there for Tyler Reddick as he is now on the sidelines. Let's go back now to the Infield Care Center. We'll check back in a little bit later here with Brad Gilley and get another update. I just saw Austin Cindric take a hard left-hand turn back into the garage area after he had contact. Rough day here for Team Penske, Mark. Ryan Blaney sidelined, and now Austin Cindric. So Joey Logano has to carry the Team Penske flag.
Right now, Ryan Blaney being scored -2. Cindric is out. Keselowski out. Reddick out. Austin Dillon, vicious crash. He was the first guy out, but he had help over there in turns 3 and 4 that brought out our first yellow flag.
Nick and Pat, I'm watching Denny Hamlin, and that car just keeps falling back through the pack. Nick, right now he's riding 20th. He restarted 6th.
Yeah, he is headed in the wrong direction and got passed by some guys that have been running in the back of the pack. Zane Smith got around him, and Pat here in turns 2. Daniel Hemric just got around Denny Hamlin. He is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, watching right now is to take that 11 up and find some grip off the top of the wall. He's right now right beside Harrison Burton off of 4.
Here he comes back to the start-finish line, and Denny Hamlin has fallen all the way back down to 21st. So, Mark, something obviously amiss on the 11 for Denny Hamlin. Bad day to have a bad car, because you can pick up a lot of spots if you're just average.
And he's obviously using a different strategy. Chase Elliott now down on the apron of the racetrack coming to pit road. He had been running 31st. He is now one lap down as he comes onto the pit lane in that Napa Chevrolet.
Mark, looking back at it, Denny Hamlin stayed out and to pick up that track position like you were saying. But now it's backfiring on him as he's falling back through the pack, and he could go a lap down here.
He has to hope, Doug, he stays in the lead lap, because you got a sense that crew chief Chris Gabehart took the gamble to save a set of tires, and this may pay off later, but you got to stay on the lead lap to make it pay off.
Looks like Chase Elliott's day's done, Mark. He was involved in that big crash, and now he's headed to the garage area, so another title contender sidelined here today. It's getting rough on those guys. Let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Brad Keselowski had a fast car here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Unfortunately, an early exit. Brad, first of all, are you okay? Second, what can you tell us about what happened on track?
Yeah, I was coming off of turn four, and the guys in front of me got together, and it's a shame. It's his best run we've had the whole playoffs. Car was really fast, and we were fighting within the top five and top ten. And, you know, this race, you hang around long enough, Brad, you got a shot at it if you hang around top five, top ten. And kind of got caught up in somebody else's deal.
All right, a tough early exit for Brad Keselowski. He was definitely fast here today, guys.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. As Ryan Blaney goes by us at about three-quarter speed, Mark Garrell. Blaney right now is being shown minus two, but he's not going to have a very good day. Reddick's going to finish 36th, it looked like. Chase Elliott will be 34th. Blaney's probably going to be down in the 30s also. So those are some big-time title contenders that are going to limp out of Las Vegas.
They're going to have to head for Homestead and Martinsville, loaded for bear, ready to go for it, because it has certainly been a rough outing in race number one in the round of eight for those three drivers.
Yeah, it's going to separate. You're going to see two different groups come out of here, and we've still got a lot of racing to go here, 158 laps to go, as we have only ran 110 here in the South Point 400.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
For the third time today, Christopher Bell is out front. Just got by teammate Ty Gibbs as he takes over the lead. So far, he's been able to pace the field for 65 laps and counting in the South Point 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, 50 laps to go in stage number one, 152 laps to go in our race.
Stage two, about halfway home here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the South Point 400. Why don't we go ahead and reset now that we've had a chance for scoring and timing to get all sorted out. Christopher Bell is the race leader. Ty Gibbs is second. Third, Joey Logano. Martin Truex Jr., fourth and fifth to Ross Chastain. William Byron is sixth. Chris Buescher, seventh. Kyle Larson rides eighth. Ninth to Kyle Busch. And Alex Bowman is tenth.
Justin Haley, 11th. 12th is Carson Hocevar. Ryan Preece is 13th. Then Bubba Wallace, 14th. Noah Gregson is 15th. 16th, John Hunter Nemechek. Daniel Suarez, 17th. 18th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 19th, Daniel Hemric. 20th, Zane Smith.
And it's going to be Harrison Burton riding 21st. 22nd, Michael McDowell. 23rd will be Corey LaJoie. 24th is going to be Josh Berry. Chase Briscoe, 25th. Jimmy Johnson, 26th. 27th, Cody Ware. Shane Van Gisbergen, 28th. 29th, Todd Gilliland. And Denny Hamlin, who just came onto pit road, is going to be riding in the 30th spot.
Hamlin now being scored a lap down. Eric Jones, 31st, minus one lap. Ryan Blaney just got lapped again. He's minus three with his wounded car in 32nd. 33rd, the rest of these drivers are out. Chase Elliott is 33rd. 34th, Austin Cindric. Brad Keselowski, 35th. 36th, Tyler Reddick. And Austin Dillon, after getting bumped into a crash, is our first car out today in 37th. And that leaderboard brought to you by NAPA. Don't get stranded with a dead battery. Test yours regularly and stop by your nearest NAPA for a full range of high-performance replacements.
And I'm going to give kudos to Mark Garrow. Yesterday, while we were doing the qualifying show and we were talking about favorites, and of course everybody was pointing at Kyle Larson. Easy to do. He's been the dominant player this year. Mark said, my eyes are on Christopher Bell. I think you used the term sneaky fast. He's not sneaking up on anyone today, Mark.
No, he's got the big whooping stick out now. Right now, let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
The majority of our cars came down pit road at lap 82. One of the cars that stayed out for a strategy change was Denny Hamlin. Well, he stayed out for 36 laps. He just hit pit road. He had had enough. That's all that car could handle. It was four tires and fuel, but now his pit strategy is off, and he lost a lot of track position. Brad Gilley.
Wendy, Chase Elliott went out on the racetrack and made minimum speed after that incident. That means they're allowed to come back in the garage and work on the car. Right now, the NAPA number 9 of Chase Elliott sitting up on four jack stands. The crew is working on the right front. That's where he suffered the most damage to the suspension. And remember, Chase Elliott also said he felt they damaged the underbody of the race car. Alan Gustafson was just under the race car himself looking at everything to see what they could do to tape things up and make things smooth. Chase Elliott in the garage. He will try and get back out onto the racetrack to make some laps and see what kind of finish they can salvage today. Wendy?
Pit stops are underway. We knew they were coming. Green flag pit stop. Joey Logano is going to be four tires. He was a little bit too tight for the restart. They make an air pressure adjustment for him.
Also, Martin Truex Jr. is going to pit along with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. A little farther up pit lane, Chris Buescher is making a stop as well. Denny Hamlin, Doug, he came out and he's being scored at this point one lap down, but he's on the tail end of almost two, hoping that at some point early, Christopher Bell will pit and take some pressure off. Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain was too tight in traffic. It is going to be a forced tire stop for Ross Chastain and make a slight air pressure adjustment for him. A solid stop. He's down and away. Brett McMillan.
William Byron's come in. He said the car's better than it has all day long. He's got a tire just about to get away, but they finally chased it down. They're making a four-tire change. He peels out. It's a 9.8-second stop for William Byron.
All right, thanks a lot there for the update from Brett McMillan. As a host of other cars are making their way down the pit road. See Jimmy Johnson dive onto the pit lane. Bubba Wallace is rolling back in. The damaged car of Eric Jones also back in. Now let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace is in. He has not been happy with his race car all afternoon. Remember they had a loose wheel on that last round of pit stops. The crew just finished up on the right side, had a little bit of a hiccup there. They're now on the left side. They'll top him off with Sunoco. John Hunter Nemechek in as well.
Leader Christopher Bell is on the pit lane. Let's go down now to Brett McMillan.
Christopher Bell coming around the bend. The crew sees him. He goes behind Daniel Hemric and comes into his pit stall. He said it's been rough in the center of the quarters. They're going to give him a four-tire change. They also give him a right-side chassis adjustment about a quarter round. Left-side tires going on. Filling up with Sunoco fuel. They drop him. 10.2-second stop for Christopher Bell.
Now we see Kyle Larson coming onto the pit lane. He is one of the few top cars that has yet to pit under this green flag. And let's go down now to Brad Gilley.
Well, I can tell you Kyle Larson wasn't quite as happy with his car during that run. Once he did get out with a little bit of clean air, he said it freed up a bit. That's what he needed it to do. The crew is now around on the right side of his car. It is going to be a four-tire change. Oh, they've got a problem on the right side. They're waving the jack band back around. It sounds like they might have a loose lug or something else. This is going to be a very long and a very costly pit stop for Kyle Larson. They do go around to the right side to see about tightening that lug. Before they can do that, they have to jack the car back up. This is a tough one for the defending race winner.
Going to at least put Kyle Larson a lap down here. Also now making their scheduled pit stops going to be Ross Chastain easing down the pit lane along with Ty Gibbs. They're done. Let's go back down on the pit lane. We'll keep it up here for right now. Mark Garrow?
Doug, that means that in the round of eight, our eight drivers, half of them right now have had problems today. The big problem right there for Kyle Larson on pit road. Chase Elliott, Reddick caught up in crashes along with Blaney. Blaney soldiering on now minus three laps, but four of the eight have had problems early in the South Point 400.
Chastain and Gibbs were serving out penalties there. That's why they were making their slow trek down the pit lane. Both of them got popped for speeding penalties here, and it looks like Kyle Larson may be coming back down the pit lane here. Brad Gilley, they had all that horrible luck last time on the pit stop, and the 5 machine, the HendrickCars.com machine, is back on the pit lane.
Yeah, Doug, this is just simply a bad luck day for Kyle Larson. Now they have to look at the left side again. They pull the left side tires off. That's actually after having a problem on the right side. So another big, costly mistake for Kyle Larson.
Larson now is going to be at least two laps down. We'll see how he cycles back to the start-finish line to get you an official update.
And that's very Kyle Larson like. That team is usually money on the pit stops. He's excellent out on the racetrack, and today it's just not played out almost from the get-go. We've not talked about Kyle Larson all day long except when he's had issues.
Doug, throughout the playoffs, Hendrick Motorsports has not beaten themselves yet, but right there, they have certainly stubbed their toe with Kyle Larson.
Chase Elliott off of the racetrack now, and Kyle Larson suffering a lot of difficulties on the pit stops. Not a great day for the two of the three Hendrick cars here today in the South Point 400. Dropping by the booth, our good friend Chris Powell. He's the president, general manager here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And Chris, thanks for dialing up great weather and a pretty sporty race here today.
Boy, we've had a real barn burner going here today, Doug. What an outstanding race we've had, and a lot of excitement out on the racetrack, and we had some excitement today. Speaking of excitement, during the pre-race when we honored Kenny Schrader for his many years, legendary years, and announced also that our legend for 2025 is going to be Mr. Excitement. Jimmy Spencer will
That's
be
awesome.
Here. And I talked to Jimmy the other day. He's excited about coming back out here. He loves Las Vegas. Loves the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa,
yep.
Especially the casino part. So we're just thrilled to have Jimmy coming out next year. He's looking forward to interacting with the race fans, and so appreciative to Kenny and Ann Schrader for spending the weekend with us and interacting with the race fans. We've hauled him all over this property for three straight days.
I interviewed him out at the South Point exhibit here earlier today. Kenny can be a challenge to interview.
Well, he's always got a good story. I'll
yeah,
tell
he's real
that.
Colorful.
Yeah. And you got to watch out for what he might say. But, you know, he's a guy that raced close to 30 years in NASCAR, and he just such a wonderful human being. And I know how much he enjoyed interacting with race fans this weekend. And speaking of interacting with race fans, you've been interacting with them now for 36 years on this network. And I just want to tell you, it's been an honor and a pleasure to
Thank
work
you,
with
Chris.
You, Doug. And I appreciate for all the many, many, many contributions you've made to this sport. And you've been a patient man with me, and we've been so, you know, we've pulled you in a lot of directions wanting you to promote our races and that kind of thing. And thank you for not calling me up and cussing me out one of those days. But I just appreciate what you've done, what you know, Mark, too, all you guys just mean so much to the sport. But, Doug, you know, I wanted to come out here during the actual last lap, the lap 267, but I thought, you know, that wouldn't be right because Doug's got to be, they're going to be busy then. But, Doug, I know this is your last race. But we look forward to seeing you around the racetrack. Speedway Motorsports racetracks forever.
I might be hanging out here next year. Not on the radio, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Chris, it's been a pleasure knowing you all the way back to the days when you were promoting NASCAR for RJ Reynolds Tobacco, sitting in the conference room at Charlotte Motor Speedway when we dreamed up the idea to put lights around CMS, and nobody thought it could be done.
I still remember Humpy Wheeler and T. Wade Robertson, and everybody was looking like, are they serious? And I guess they really were, because they pulled it off, and now there's lights pretty much everywhere.
After you guys all left the room, Humpy looked at everybody that was left, and he says, okay, now we got to go find out if we can actually pull this off. So it's a great story. It's always a pleasure. Your people make us feel so welcome out here. Jeff Motley, everybody at this speedway makes us feel really welcome when we're rolling
to
Las Vegas.
I appreciate you saying that.
And you've done a great job managing this place.
Thank you. And I just appreciate the race fans who are here today listening to us out in the grandstands. It looks like they've got a great day to watch a great race. And also want to say thank you to Michael Gaughan and everyone at the South Point, because they really, really help us put on a great show.
We're going to go up there and give them some more money this afternoon. All right, we've got Ryan Blaney coming back down the pit lane. That's Chris Powell. He runs the joint here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
So Daniel Suarez has stayed out, has not pitted yet. Neither has Michael McDowell, Corey LaJoie, Chase Briscoe, and Shane Van Gisbergen. They're the top five. Christopher Bell has pitted, making his way back up through the field. Cody Ware currently seventh, Truex eighth, ninth is William Byron, and currently 10th is Todd Gilliland with 28 laps to go in stage number two, presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that say, come back again soon. Again, stage two, brought to you by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, some great video content, and we try to keep it updated all the time. Check that out at GoPRN Live today on your YouTube. By the way, top five look like this. They have not pitted Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell, Corey LaJoie. Christopher Bell rides fourth, and fifth is Martin Truex Jr. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
All right, got a little bit of a strange situation here. You've got a couple of cars that have stayed out to inherit the lead, but now you've got Christopher Bell starting to pick those off. They got around McDowell. Bell just got around Truex Jr., but Suarez still being scored the leader, but that's by virtue of the fact he hasn't come to pit road.
Doug, he is going into turn number three as Bell is about halfway down the back straightaway, so a big gap still from Suarez back to Christopher Bell. But Bell, Doug, I believe, has just tried to get by the Kyle Larson machine here a second ago. So if somehow he should inherit the lead, Larson being scored two down could be in bigger trouble. By the way, after that last green flag pit stop for Ryan Blaney, he's now being shown minus five.
Now, Mark, you pointed out a moment ago, but I don't think we can overemphasize this. In the 30s, the low numbers for the day, Kyle Larson 31st, Blaney 32nd, Chase Elliott 33rd, and 36 is Tyler Reddick. That represents half of the playoff drivers coming in here in the round of eight.
Let me ask a question. Does that change the calculation a little bit for the four guys who have not had problems? They could gain, if they don't win, they can gain some big points on those guys.
I don't put myself in a stressful situation if I'm them. That's just me. That's my conservative nature. Get the best finish you can, and you've got a chance to really lap the field here, so to speak, literally and figuratively, of half of your competition.
So here is Suarez right there across the line. Now here is Christopher Bell. So that's the gap, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, and I'm watching Martin Truex Jr., and you guys can kind of help me. If he's on the same strategy as Christopher Bell, he's hanging with him through turns three and four. But you're right, everybody's chasing Daniel Suarez, but those two Toyotas pretty tight, Pat, in the turn number three.
Yeah, watching that, watching Kyle Larson start to try to make a pass here on Daniel Suarez as they work off of turn number four.
Daniel Suarez, and I mean this in the most endearing way, is fool's gold right now. It looks really shiny and pretty that he's out front and leading, but since we're in the desert, it's kind of a mirage.
He has 18 laps to go to stretch that Sunoco fuel to get to the end of this second stage. And need to say, Doug, that by him staying out, he has locked his teammate Ross Chastain down a lap. And so that is going to be maybe problematic for Chastain, who's had a pretty quick car here in the opening half of the race.
So as you can probably tell by our discussion, the field is pretty well strung out right now and out of sync with each other, with Suarez staying out, Christopher Bell riding in second. The Bell's picking up about 0.3 seconds every lap out there, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, and so is Martin Truex Jr. In fact, now those two are on the same strategy, or on the same straightaway, I should say, Pat Patterson, as Suarez is into turn three.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if Suarez is going to go to the pit road maybe even this time. Nope, he'll stay out there. One thing is for sure, they are closing fast, guys.
Here is Truex now challenging Christopher Bell. This is currently for the second spot. They are side by side heading to turn one.
Yeah, it'll be for the de facto lead here momentarily. Truex goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He's just been clawing away at the gap of Christopher Bell. They'll stay side by side out of turn two.
Yeah, it's a good battle between these two as they work under the big American flag down the Nella straightaway. They head into turn at number three. It'll be about a car length and a half that Bell has over Truex here.
And the light purple colored car of Daniel Suarez, sponsored by Tootsie's in Nashville, across the line. And right now, you don't need a stopwatch to know that Seabell and Truex are catching him.
No, they're separated by really six or seven car lengths. The lap car of Ross Chastain, he'll go to the top side. He'll get around Daniel Suarez. And now it's on, Pat Patterson. Suarez about to be ate up by those Toyotas.
Yeah, here comes Seabell. Let's see what he's going to do. He's going to go to the top side of the racetrack. MTJ will go to the bottom of the racetrack, but Bell's going to catch him probably by the start-finish line.
Chastain has got back to the tail end of the lead lap at the stripe with 14 laps to go in stage one. Bell by a half car length on the outside.
Bell gets around Suarez. Truex will try to do the same in turn number one. He'll ride through that middle groove. They will both clear Daniel Suarez. Now Truex sets the sights on the race lead down the backstretch.
Yeah, only a half a car length separate those two as they work their way into turn three. Down to the bottom of the racetrack. That's where Seabell goes. Truex, middle of the racetrack off turn four.
Christopher Bell, now the official race leader. Truex is going to be riding second. Daniel Suarez has faded back to third. And William Byron, not that far off the pace, Nick. He's riding fourth.
Yeah, he can see the two leaders, Bell and Truex. They make their way out of turn number two right as Byron kind of arcs it, and he'll roar out of that second corner as well. He's catching that pack on the backstretch.
Down into turn three. Here comes Bell. He'll stay in the middle of the racetrack. Ryan Blaney down at the bottom of the racetrack with his wounded race car. And here's MTJ about seven car lengths back.
Kyle Larson, by the way, got around Larson, so he has gone from -2 to -1. He'll have to pass a number of cars to get the free pass. At this point, we now have 12 laps to go in stage two.
Change for the third spot. William Byron goes to the inside. He'll get around Daniel Suarez. Looks like Ty Gibbs is going to do it as well. So don't count out Ty Gibbs. They all roar down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs slicing and dicing here as he tries to work his way back up here to this lead group. He'll take the 54 up to the top of the racetrack in 3 and 4.
Ty Gibbs riding on the outside line coming out of turn 4. Now turns back down toward the middle of the racetrack. Let's call it about 5 car lengths till he tracks down William Byron, who currently rides in the third spot.
Up front, Christopher Bell has fended off the challenge for Martin Truex Jr. He's got a comfortable 4-car length advantage off of turn 2.
Watching behind him is about 25 car lengths back to William Byron. Then there's Ty Gibbs, and there's Daniel Suarez. Those cars race into turn number 3. Once again, Gibbs trying to find some grip on the top side.
As Bell leads them across the stripe, that is the 81st lap led. 10 laps to go in stage number 2, still trying to hold off Truex.
So we watch them arc into turn number 1, still Bell, Truex, and Byron. Then that car of Ty Gibbs, remember he had to serve a speeding penalty, so he's a lap down, but that Toyota is still strong. Christopher Bell leads them into turn number 3.
Down the Nellis straightaway into turn number 3. Christopher Bell, bottom of the racetrack. Once again, out in front of him is Ross Chastain and Jimmy Johnson.
Ross Chastain and Jimmy Johnson are the last two cars hanging out on the lead lap. But the bad news for them, Nick Yeoman, Christopher Bell gaining fast.
Yeah, he's been gaining fast and passing cars all day long. The dominant car of this day, Ross Chastain's going to try to get around the 7-time champ down the back straightaway.
Well, maybe that'll slow down enough for Martin Truex to get back to the bumper of Christopher Bell, as Bell now rides into turn 3. About 10 car lengths ahead is Ross Chastain, and then there's Jimmy Johnson.
Ty Gibbs being scored one lap down, riding right behind William Byron, the third place car across the stripe. 8 laps left now in stage number 2. Bell, again, the leader over Truex.
Looks pretty comfortable on the bottom of the racetrack. Martin Truex Jr. last several laps, he's had his car planted right in the middle of the racetrack. Working for both of them, Pat, this ultra-wide Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
And nobody close as far as this group goes. Everybody separated by 5 to 7 car lengths as they work off of turn number 4.
Chastain wanting to stay on the lead laps as the laps run down. 7 to go. He's going to battle with Jimmy Johnson. That's a fight for position, but more, it's a fight for the lucky dog, Nick.
Yeah, remember, those cars go side by side. It disrupts the air, and I'm sure Christopher Bell is starting to feel that. It'll be Ross Chastain passing Jimmy Johnson off of turn number 2.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson will move back a spot now on Ross Chastain. Chastain and Johnson about 8 car lengths ahead of the leader, Christopher Bell. Bell really moving in fast now on them all 4.
Jimmy Johnson 24th now, the last, make it 25th, last car on the lead lap. If he can stay in the lead lap, that would mean Ty Gibbs would get the free pass, but it looks like Nick Yeoman Johnson will not be able to do that.
Yeah, the veteran didn't give Christopher Bell a ton of room to the inside, but Bell's Toyota is just too fast. He darts around Jimmy Johnson, makes that pass out of turn 2.
All right, Christopher Bell now looking at the number 1 in front of him. Of course, that's Ross Chastain, about 7 car lengths ahead of all 4.
Ross Chastain's not in a bad spot. He's the last car on the lead lap, Nick, but even if Seabell gets around him, I don't know if he's going to catch anybody else before the end of the stage.
No, the next car on the hit list would be Chase Elliott. He's multiple laps down after that big accident on the front straightaway. So you're right, Ross Chastain can kind of ride comfortably, but that 20 car, Pat, getting a little bit bigger in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, he's way faster than the 1. He's just taking his time to figure out where he can make that pass. Here he comes midway through 3 and 4, and it'll be about 5 car lengths behind Ross.
Chastain trying to hold on to the lead lap with 4 laps left in stage number 2. They cross the stripe, head back to 1.
Now watching Martin Truex Jr., he has fallen to about 6 car lengths back of our race leader. William Byron kind of hanging as well. He's inching his way forward. Another one of those championship contenders, Pat, having a pretty good day running 3rd.
Yeah, Byron, no chance right now that he's going to catch Truex before this one is over. But up front, right now, Christopher Bell certainly is going to be challenged as Martin Truex Jr. gets right to his back bumper off of Ford.
Yeah, Seabell may not be anxious to get around Chastain, but he does not want to give up a stage win to Truex. We got a little late stage drama here, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, I don't know if Bell just had a really bad last lap or if Truex has turned up the wick, because it went from 8 car lengths down to 2. Lots of lap traffic for the leaders to deal with down the backstretch.
Yeah, Bell's going to have to get elbows up here if he wants to not get passed by Martin Truex Jr. He'll go to the middle of the racetrack now. Truex right behind him, only about a car length and a half, and he's almost got to his quarter panel.
Two laps left in stage number 2, and it looks like also getting lapped right now, Chase Briscoe. So he is in the free pass position at this point. Leaders back in one.
Boy, Martin Truex Jr. showing he can still get it done. Goes to the top side. He's about a car length and a half off of Christopher Bell. He'll stay on those tire tracks, rocketing off of turn 2.
Bell's in a little bit of what we like to call dirty air. Don't know if that's really hurting him into turns 3 and 4. Truex now, once again, about a car length and a half to 2 car lengths off the leader.
A lap to go here in stage 2. It's going to be a nice battle for a stage win. Bell by 3 car lengths as they flash across the start-finish line, and they're in the midst of lap traffic as they go to 1.
Yeah, there is no doubt Christopher Bell needs the stage win more than Martin Truex Jr. He gets checked up a little bit off the back bumper of Josh Berry. That's going to allow Truex to get a nice charge down the backstretch.
Yeah, let's see if Martin Truex Jr. can do something special into turn number 3. He'll go right to the bottom of the racetrack. Bell will go down to make the block at the bottom of 3 and 4. Here comes Seabell off of 4.
As Christopher Bell comes off of turn number 4, Truex backs off the gas, and Bell is going to win the second stage of the South Point 400, his 11th stage win this season. That is only going to be one less than the leader in that category, Kyle Larson. Christopher Bell will finish first again in stage number 2 of the South Point 400. Martin Truex Jr. second. Third is William Byron. Chris Buescher fourth. Fifth, Joey Logano. Sixth is Alex Bowman. Justin Haley seventh. Eighth, Daniel Suarez. Ninth was Bubba Wallace. And Ryan Preece winds up in the 10th position. Stage 2 was presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that say, come back again soon.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the 5-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Napa! Did you know that 1 in 4 vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at Napa locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. Napa!
When we come back, pit stops at the end of stage number 2 of the South Point 400. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Welcome back here to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 100 laps left to go in the South Point 400. In just a moment, we will hear from our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Key pit stops coming up. We turn up the intensity wick a lot as we get ready to enter stage three. After this round of pit stops, let's dive down the pit road now and kick it off with Wendy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr. currently in second. Feels good when he fires off, but he needs more rear grip in order to hustle. They are going to make some small adjustments, according to crew chief James Small. Joey Logano also on pit road. He's currently in that fifth spot. He said he does not have any speed to fire off, and he's trying to be a little bit better on the long run. And two tires, four tires for Martin Truex Jr., Brad Gilley.
Matt Swiderski kept Daniel Suarez out 72 laps on a set of tires. They thought they would finish seventh in that stage. They finished eighth. It paid off. Four tires in Sunoco. Alex Bowman says his car took off better but was tight. Left side wedge adjustment for Nas and Sunoco. Brett McMillan.
Great start for Christopher Bell. 10 seconds flat. He said the car had great balance. He said he would have been better in clean air. He was pretty good as it was. Also, and William Byron said his car was good. Four-tire change, Sunoco fuel, no adjustments.
So as they came off of pit road, Christopher Bell, followed by Truex, Byron, Buescher, Logano, they all went for also four tires for Haley, Bowman, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Busch, and then Zane Smith.
And another problem for Denny Hamlin, he took off. He got about three pit stalls away from his, stopped, backed up, had to get resurfaced. We'll check out and see what the problem is for Denny Hamlin here as we take a timeout in the South Point 400.
You just don't think about that kind of thing happening here.
You know, one of the great things about the people of this state is the heart.
They say they've been touched by how people are coming together in communities across the Carolinas.
Hopefully we're here to help contribute some funds, and I assume there's going to be some hats, buckets. We'll find some places to help out.
I mean, it's neighbors helping neighbors. Everybody came out. Do you need water? Do you need food?
The needs in the mountains are going to go on for quite some time, so we're prepared to do it again next week or the week after, depending on how things go here.
Charlotte Highway was lined with cars of displaced families, and everybody combining their resources and everybody just working together.
The historic devastation was swift. So too was the response. Charlotte Motor Speedway served as a collection site. And in just 2 days, industry partners delivered more than 15 tractor trailers to North Wilkesboro Speedway for some of the state's hardest hit areas.
This is one of the reasons why this is the most amazing country in the world. You know, look all the support from all the community, from all the people, and just wanting to help.
Time now for us to talk about the Xfinity fastest lap, and that goes to Christopher Bell. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
97 laps to go. We're getting ready to start stage three here in a moment. Let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard, the most driven name in truck boxes. Hanging out on top of the box is our Brett McMillan.
Here with Rudy Thule, it's crew chief for William Byron. Boy, lots of twists and turns today. We're in the final stage, and you guys sitting in pretty good shape. How do you feel about the way things are going to play out here?
Yeah, just really proud of this Raptor. Tough team. It's been a long day. We've been making it better all day long. I was really happy with the car, and we're in the hunt, you know, with starting stage three. So about 100 laps to go, at least one more pit stop, and excited about what we can try to go do.
Is that the best? I mean, that's, I say, that's what you could ask for. Keep things clean, be in position to win, right?
That's right. Yeah, I got to stay in these first, or you know, first two rows all the way through the end of the race, and you got a good shot at winning. So hopefully keep executing, keep the car up front, and give William a chance.
Good luck rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That's Rudy Fugel. He's the crew chief for William Byron, sitting in third place right now.
Thanks a lot, Brett McMillan. Brett, it's been a pleasure working with you all these years. You're a pro's pro. Great job there. Race fans know there's no letting up, even when you're leading the field, and the front runner in truck boxes knows this too. When it comes to durability, security, and innovation, the folks at WeatherGuard aren't taking their foot off the gas anytime soon. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Mark and I know a lot about WeatherGuard because that's where the ice cream cooler is put in the Bristol Media Center. It's on top of a big WeatherGuard box.
Perfect.
That's all I know about it. I can't fix anything, but I can find the ice cream.
I'm not exactly sure that's part of their marketing plan, but it works.
Should be. Yeah.
This next leaderboard update brought to you by Rheem. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort and proud sponsor of Christopher Bell in the number 20 Toyota. And oh, by the way, Mr. C. Bell is our leader. Martin Truex Jr. is going to be second with 95 laps to go when we restart this race. William Byron third, Chris Buescher fourth. Fifth is Joey Logano. Justin Haley sixth. Seventh, Alex Bowman. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Kyle Busch. Zane Smith in 10th.
11th, Daniel Hemric. Nemechek rides 12th. 13th goes to Priest. Daniel Suarez, 14th. 15th, Noah Gregson. Harrison Burton, 16th. Corey LaJoy, 17th. Josevar, 18th. 19th is Chastain. Michael McDowell is 20th.
Then in the 21st position, it's going to be Cody Ware, Denny Hamlin, 22nd, 23rd, Josh Berry, last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 24th is going to be Ty Gibbs. The rest of our top 30, Shane Van Gisbergen, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Kyle Larson, Jimmy Johnson, then Chase Briscoe and Eric Jones. Again, they are all minus one. Jesse Dalavoot, the NASCAR pace car driver, takes the Toyota 2025 Camry XSE to pit road. They're in the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out. And Christopher Bell will lead a snarling pack back to turn number one.
Let's see what Martin Truex Jr. and William Byron have for the dominant car. Christopher Bell on the bottom. Truex doing a good job digging on the outside. He'll stay even with Christopher Bell as they roar out of turn number two.
Truex tries to hold him down on the racetrack a little bit before the whole field heads up towards the Nellis straightaway wall there. Moving on the bottom, William Byron thinks about trying to make a move. Christopher Bell will come out in front, about a car length lead off four.
Right now it's a pair of Toyotas battling for the lead. Christopher Bell will lead them back to the line. Then it's Truex, and all of a sudden making some noise. Here's Chris Buescher in third.
We have not talked much about Chris Buescher, but he has had an excellent day in that Castrol Ford. He's moved up to third, getting around William Byron. He may not be done. Right on the back bumper is Truex in second.
Behind them, you've got Bubba Wallace there racing alongside Justin Haley. There's Joey Logano side by side with Alex Bowman. Middle of the field now working their way off four.
Alex Bowman on the outside overpowers Joey Logano, and that is going to move him up to the seventh position. Also running strong now is Justin Haley. Bowman going after him in one.
Bowman's on the outside. Haley is on the bottom. They're running and battling for that sixth position. William Byron is just ahead of those drivers along with Bubba Wallace. Looks like Alex Bowman takes that sixth spot out of two.
Top seven, eight guys now all headed to the bottom of the racetrack with fresh rubber working hard. Christopher Bell up front by about 12 car lengths.
Justin Haley having a nice day here at Las Vegas as he rides in that sixth spot. He just got dropped back to seventh. Still a good ride for him in the seventh car, being trailed now by Joey Logano.
About a four-car breakaway at the front. Christopher Bell by about six car lengths over Truex. Then he could throw a blanket over Truex. Buescher and Byron battling for that second spot.
Buescher is looking for that second spot right now as they race into turn number three. His car not quite able to get to the bottom of the racetrack as good as Truex.
As they work their way out of turn number four, down across the stripe, still a ways to go, 91 laps, looking a little bit farther back in the pack. Kyle Busch trying to hold off John Hunter Nemechek. They work their way to one.
Yeah, Kyle Busch has kind of hung around the top 10 all day long. He's the only driver in the top 10 that's going to go all the way up towards the wall. He'll try to get around John Hunter Nemechek. Uses that momentum to push forward.
Just barely in front of Nemechek. He'll slide up there, and he's got that spot. But Nemechek's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Kyle Busch way up the top side of the racetrack off four.
Kyle Busch, hard to put him, Mark, in this blue and white FICO paint scheme that just doesn't look, it's a beautiful car, but it doesn't say Kyle Busch to me.
It is tough to kind of put him there, certainly. And Kyle Busch and John Hunter Nemechek trying to chase down just up ahead of him. Ryan Preece, Joey Logano, Justin Haley. Those cars work their way halfway back down the back straightaway.
Kyle Busch will get around to John Hunter Nemechek again. Bottom of the racetrack, Nemechek likes the middle. Ross Chastain right behind Nemechek, all four.
It's bad that we have to go this far back in the pack to find battle. Christopher Bell has checked out again. And we watched Daniel Suarez, who led some of this race, but he managed to hang out long enough to get back on the lead lap. He's having a decent run today as he's out there battling with Noah Gregson.
Yeah, Noah Gregson trying to move up on that number 99 to the outside. Now he'll take the position into turn three. Gregson in a bright yellow car today. And, of course, the Tootsie's colors there on Suarez as they work all four.
Christopher Bell has now led 105 of the 179 laps, Nick Yeoman. He is, again, clear of anybody in turn two.
Yeah, just every lap, he inches away from Martin Truex Jr. It's about 10 car lengths down the back straightaway. Truex, no threat right now from Chris Buescher, who's just comfortably in third.
Yeah, a lot of separation now. The top seven, eight cars all with as much as 10 to 15 cars of separation. You got to go all the way back once again, watching Kyle Busch battle against John Hunter Nemechek.
Pat, you're talking about separation out on the racetrack. There's separation among our points battlers. We had eight legitimate candidates coming in here right now, and only three of them are having any kind of day. Denny Hamlin is 20th right on, well, moved up to 19th at last lap. Kyle Larson is 24th. Blaney right now is 32nd, being scored minus 7. Chase Elliott is minus 26. He's in 33rd. Tyler Reddick minus 36. Mark, there's a chance that only three of our point contenders are going to come out of here with any kind of day they can be happy about.
And again, Doug, that will certainly be good news. So if Christopher Bell wins this race, William Byron is certainly going to set himself up very good, Doug, because he's got a lot of playoff points, and you add what he's done today. And by the way, in the first two stages, Christopher Bell scored 19 points. Byron scored 15. Joey Logano scored 9. Tyler Reddick, by winning stage one, scored 10 points. They were the only four playoff drivers to score any points in the opening two stages.
So you're going to have a split in the top eight after we get from Las Vegas and head down to Homestead Miami Speedway. And it's going to be a big split. It looks like there may be, right now, the way that it's looking, three of the eight championship contenders that come out of here going like, good day. Now, it's a long way to go, but right now that's the way it's trending. Five of them are going to go, what happened?
Yeah, and certainly are going to have to turn up the wick at Homestead and Martinsville as well. By the way, William Christopher Bell, Doug, in leading 109 laps and counting at this point, has moved to number two in laps led this season. He has climbed over Denny Hamlin. Kyle Larson came into this race number one in that category, having led 20% of the laps this season, a little over 1,600.
And it's been a really quiet race today. We have only had one caution two cautions for cause. We had a tire come off of a car earlier today, and then we had the crash along the front stretch. That was pretty dramatic, where we actually had a car get up on its roof. That was Tyler Reddick. And then only two cautions here for stage breaks. So it's been a quiet race here with just four yellows.
When you mark down potentially six cautions on your little list to start the day, I thought, that might be a little light, but looks like you may be right.
I make a list before every race on a legal pad, thinking, because I like to track them as we go through the race, about how many cautions we're going to have. I went with six today. Right now, I'm trending pretty close to reality. 82 laps to go. Let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Doug, after a couple of trouble pit stops for Kyle Larson, he has found himself a lap down. Actually, at one point, he was two laps down, and right now, his only mission, according to Cliff Daniels, is to be the first car one lap down should they get the free pass. And right now, he's got a big battle with the car that's right behind him wanting that same spot, and that would be the 54 of Ty Gibbs.
So we'll keep an eye on that battle. It could be key if we do get another caution. Christopher Bell across the line. There goes second place Truex. The difference is 1.7 seconds here with 81 to go.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No! What is it? Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
79 laps remain here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the South Point 400. It's been a Christopher Bell kind of day. He's led 114 out of 188 laps, and right now he enjoys a two-second advantage over Martin Truex Jr. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, 76 laps to go. And for the moment, the top performing Hendrick Motor Speedway car is William Byron.